Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Carl O'Sullivan is here with all of the reasons to be happy this week. There's lots of good news happening across the globe, Carl, but you're starting very simply with the price of a pint.
Starting at home here in Dublin. And look, we had a bit of bad news with the price of a pint going up last week with Diageo introducing these price hikes. But one pub on Dorset Street, the Owl Triangle Pub, is keeping their price below a fiver for a pint of Guinness.
So they've announced this?
Yeah, well, they've come out and said, look, we've always been at 4.50 and they've had to go up to about, they probably haven't go to 4.80, but they're keeping it under a fiver, which I think is just great.
Like, yeah, you'd do well to find a pint of Guinness.
You'd be doing well all over Ireland to find
one.
I was in
less
Dingle
than
recently and it was 5.30. In Portlaoise at the moment it's around 5. So 4.80 for Dublin is crazy.
Yeah.
And like, the owner of the pub has said, like, he was like, it's just a case of we want to keep our loyal customers happy and we've never really increased our prices before, but you can only hold out for so long. But look, punters in Dublin who are, I suppose, looking for that cheaper pint and, I suppose, head to the Owl Triangle on Dorset Street. I think even if we throw it out to listeners, where is the cheapest pint in, I suppose, Ireland?
Yeah, 087 1400 106 is the number. Now, from the price of a pint to other forms of hospitality, there's good news for Loch Tay because of this.
Hi, Mom. I can't help but think that things would be different if I had told Paul how I felt.
You're gonna have to start speaking up for yourself.
It's too late now. I wish I was marrying Paul Kennedy.
He's everything you imagined.
I know this might sound strange, but I'm not sure this is supposed to be my life.
That is Irish Wish.
Lindsay
Lohan's Netflix film that came out on Patrick's Day. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And how, I suppose, it was kind of giving Ireland a good name coming into the, I suppose, the festive season of Patrick's Day. But Loch Tay, so this is where Maddie, the character, makes her Irish wish to marry the man of her dreams. She heads down to the lake and St. Bridget appears to her and she makes this magical wish. But in the past few weeks, an astonishing 1,253% hike in the searches on Google for Loch Tay.
So Loch Tay is in Wicklow.
So, well, Loch Tay is in Wicklow and this film's set in Westport. So it's kind of a bit geographically wrong.
So where are people looking to go then? Wicklow or Westport?
Well, they're looking.
Who's actually getting the bounce?
I think Wicklow are getting the bounce because she heads down to this beautiful scenic lake. Now, Loch Tay is actually on private property.
Right,
so you
okay.
actually can't head down to it. But if you climb Jerris Mountain, which I have a couple of times, it's, you get to walk around the lake and see it. It's beautiful. It's unbelievable. And it's often called Guinness Lake because it kind of has a beach at the end that makes it look like a long pint of Guinness.
Yeah.
But it's, after getting this huge surge in like searches online, and Wicklow, we've seen it before. Enniskerry, when Enchanted from Disney came to the town, and Wednesday on Netflix that is filming in Wicklow this year is going to, I suppose, bring even more tourism to the area. But like, it's gas thinking like that they filmed this kind of Westport scenic view and they head to the Cliffs of Moher then within like 30 seconds on the film. Or you see the car drive kind of around Bray Head and then all of a sudden they're in the Cliffs of Moher.
Yeah, the Americans are going to get some land when they come over and realise the trek and the journey.
The Cliffs of Moher, Loch Tay, opposite sides of the country. But also the Cliffs of Moher has received loads of Google searches, 85% hike.
Wow,
in that.
Off the back of this movie, just off the back of a Netflix film.
It's absolutely gas. But like, I think it's great. Get more people here, bit of spike the tourism. See, like, loads of people even in Ireland don't know all these hikes are there. Like, I've hiked the length and breadth of Wicklow and it's just phenomenal. It's near Roundwood and if you just trek down a little bit, Glendalough is beautiful as well.
On the price of your pint, Greens of Kinvara in Galway, a fiver, says this listener. And another texter, Finn's Pub in Ockram Village in County Galway, €4.50. Keep them coming into us. Now, you're on the subject of hiking.
Yeah, well, on
Tell us about this thing, Galway. Yeah.
Being the price of pint. This 10-year-old, his name is Coolan Conroy, he's after becoming the youngest Irish person to ever climb Mount Kilimanjaro at the age of 10. 10 years old.
Like, it is. This is just a mad story.
Like, when I saw it this morning, I was just like, oh my God, how could, like, I've thought about, I suppose, in the future, I'd love to do it. I've seen my cousin do it. I've seen friends of mine do it. Dermot Whelan, formerly of Today FM, did it. And like, it's a grueling 7-day kind of stint on this big massive mountain. And this is a 10-year-old. So at 5 years of age, Coolan told his dad, Peter, that he wanted to climb Kilimanjaro at 5 years old. So then when he turned 10, he said, Dad, I'm now 10. And I want to go up Kilimanjaro. And just recently he did it. And in preparation for it, his brother, him and Aaron, his brother who's 13, spent time in their back garden in Connemara.
This is the part that's gas, isn't it?
They were out camping in the back garden in Connemara.
This is the preparation.
But like, more power to them. They were spending time getting amongst the elements.
Surely, you know, camping in the back garden in County Galway has got to be somewhat different.
Well, I don't know if you've been in Galway recently, but it's raining all of the time.
That's very true. They'll not be happy with you saying that. But yeah, no, it's a great story.
They headed up with experienced mentioneer Jason Black, who's summit. He'd done Everest, the whole lot. And they spent kind of the 7 days hiking and climbing. And what I just thought was the nicest piece about this was when they got back to the airport, Coolin turned to his dad and Jason Black and said, "I'll never forget that feeling. At the moment, at the summit, I felt so powerful."
Yeah.
And like, it's just a lovely, gorgeous story. And he said he's so happy to his dad. And his dad just said, "I was looking at the kids saying, how the hell are they still climbing? Like, how are they still going?" There was a few rough evenings with bad weather and stuff, but like, they got to the top and I'm absolutely delighted for them.
Yeah, it's a great, great little story and just shows you the, you know, perseverance as
well.
Now, this is quite an interesting story.
Imagine if I did like covers with the RTE voice, like, "When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel, but your skin makes me cry."
That is Irish Panda Queen, as she goes on TikTok. Her name's Aileen and she's an Irish TikToker. And she's been posting these videos singing well-known pop songs in what she calls her RTE voice. So she kind of takes on journalists that you see on the telly, on the radio, etc., and does these well-known songs. And she's after going absolutely viral. RTE are getting involved in it, replying back to her, requesting certain songs. They've requested Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, really?
And Eiffel
65. They're embracing it.
They're going with it. I'm Blue by Eiffel 65. I'm Blue. Yeah, she's going with that as well. And I think it's just absolutely gas. She's also covered Piano Man by Billy Joel.
"It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday evening. The regular crowd shuttles in. And there's an old man sitting next to me here making love to tonic and gin."
So it's the real kind of, you know, news reader, isn't
it? I suppose you've read news for a long time.
Yeah, I've read news for years. But like, a lot of it, to be honest, is talking properly and pronouncing all of your ing at the end. And
I think it's about inflection as well when you go.
Yeah, and it's the pace and the speed. And it's the tone of the story as well. You know, obviously comes into it. But
would anyone ever take the piss out of you? My friends,
are you joking me? All the time. I get nothing but abuse.
My friends, when I tell them, like, I suppose when I started studying journalism or what's called working here, they'd always be like, "And what's your, do you have a news voice? Like, do you have a voice?" And
everybody I know has a telephone voice. I've yet to watch one of my friends pick up the phone and work and not, you know, do their, like, you know, accountant voice.
Or it's so funny. You'd be on the floor here and you'd be talking away. And then as soon as you pick up, "It's Carlos Sullivan here from News Talk." And you're kind of doing that RTE voice. But look, Aileen's going viral on TikTok. It's great.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And it's just sort of lighthearted, isn't it?
It was my reason to be happy this week.
It was. Tell us about the Argentinian TikTok that's taken off.
Yeah, so Argentinian TikTok has discovered none other than our very own Wolf Tones.
"On St. Patrick's Day, it's told, you had many victories bold. You defeated all invaders, thugs and bullies. Then through the pampas roamed, and you found a happy home. Las Islas Malvinas, Argentina."
Las Islas Malvinas, Argentina. So that is from the Wolf Tones song Admiral William Brown. And they wrote this song in 1994 off the back of, I suppose, the Falklands War and kind of that whole historic period where Argentinian military were fighting with the British. And Argentinian TikTok, yesterday was Malvinas Day, so April 2nd in Argentina. And Argentinian TikTok have discovered the Wolf Tones.
The Wolf Tones.
And have started sharing.
And this is the clip now.
They're sharing them all and they're sharing all their songs, saying, one of them referred to it as, he's like, this song comes from, it's an ode to William Brown, a hero of our country, because he went to fight with the Argentinians. And he said, the Irish people are just fantastic. People are saying Ireland is the best country in the world. They're sharing grace.
So the Wolf Tones are big now in Argentina.
Well, we saw the crowds at Electric Picnic last year. We might see them in Buenos Aires yet, Andrea.
Unbelievable. Cathal O'Sullivan, as always, thanks a million, Cathal, for joining us here with some of the reasons to be happy this week. Some of the good news stories, I suppose, that are maybe didn't just quite make the headlines.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.